Top of the morning to you, and all that Irish potato loving stuff. Would you believe me if I said it actually took me longer to do this intro than it did the poem? You probably would, actually. But anyway, this is the first poem I've done in MP3, so if it sounds kind of rehearsed, please do not blame me, okay? I was shy and nervous and all that stuff. If you like it, email me and let me know, or, well, you could email me anyway since nobody emails me anymore, or go to my website and sign my guest book, which nobody does anymore, or send me free money, which nobody did anyway. This is my poem. It's entitled just What is the Largest Word in the English Dictionary, which is a large title for a poem. But either way, I hope that you like it, okay? Cheerio and slán leat, as they say in Ireland. This is Ian H. Morris signing off at 11 p.m. If you think the longest word in the dictionary is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, then your grasp upon the English language is really quite atrocious. I just take one look at it and realize it's not the longest word to hit us. Neither will the largest be sister retropalomphritis. Now you can take the large words and leave the rest alone. Don't even bother going near anhydrohydroxyprogesterone. Now you may think you have the problem licked, you may feel peaceful, assured and placid. But I'm sorry to disappoint you once more, but it's not ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. I didn't know what the longest word was myself, so I asked a friend, I asked a mate. But even he was wrong when he said it was ethylene diamine tetraacetate. I feel sorry for the words that don't make it. They sit there by themselves all alone. I even feel sorry for old hydroxydesoxycorticosterone. Some of the words are rather puzzling, like they have a dark secret they have to hide. What lies behind the mind that is octamethylpyrophosphoramide. But if these words just weren't around, I know you sure would miss them. For where on earth would we be without anti-disestablishmentarianism? Or when you're feeling down in the dumps and you just want to feel happy and full of sunshine, just sit there and say this to yourself, trinitrophenylmethylnitramine. Some of the words are more successful than others dealing with power, money and fame. Take for instance the well-known dichlorodiphenyltrichloroethane. Some of the words may seem kind of scary, or just some words are absolute fun. Some words just have a class of their own, like formaldehyde etramethylmidafloramum. And some of the words have my tongue tied up, so saying them was of great cost to me. I charge a lot more for saying hepaticocholangiocholcystinteostomies. And after saying all those words, my tongue now feels quite flaccid. And then again, it doesn't feel at all when I say tetramethyldiaminobenzyl-3-phosphinous-acid. So what's the longest word in the dictionary? Come on, everybody knows this. The longest word that does exist is pneumono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcanic coniosis.